Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 466. How to Train When You're Traveling or on Vacation by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, welcome to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Train When You're Traveling or on Vacation by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. How should you train when you're traveling or while you're on vacation? Should you find a way to stick with your current program? Should you skip training altogether and participate in some other physical activity? Should you simply adapt your current program based on the equipment that's available? I'm going to answer those questions and more coming up. I've managed to create four distinct categories and options for people to choose from when traveling or enjoying a much-needed vacation. No matter which one you choose, rest assured, you can still have some fun and get the results you're after. It's time for me to introduce you to the loyalist, the tweaker, the experimenter, and the player. The loyalist. This is the person who is determined to continue with their current training program, and they'll hunt down a gym that can accommodate their training needs. This individual will train the usual days per week to which they're accustomed. Basically, this individual will approach the training program completely the same as if they weren't traveling or on vacation. Nothing changes in regards to their workouts. I don't need to give any information for this category because you just keep on doing what you've been doing by finding a gym or other facility that has whatever you need to stick with your current program. The tweaker. This is the person who will make do with whatever they have available. Perhaps they're staying at a hotel with a small gym and they have no interest in finding a gym in the area. They adjust their training program according to the equipment they have within their grasp. This could mean doing goblet squats instead of using a barbell, or dumbbell bench press instead of a barbell if the hotel gym only has dumbbells. This individual simply adapts to whatever is at their disposal. No barbell for hip thrusts? Then they'll do single leg hip thrusts. This person will keep doing their scheduled workouts, but making a few tweaks based on equipment availability. In addition, this person may scale back their training. Instead of training 4 days per week following an upper-lower split, they may train 2 days per week using total body workouts. They tailor their training program based on the equipment they have, in addition to available training time, tweaking away as needed. The experimenter. This trainee will do well taking the travel or vacation time to do something completely out of the ordinary. Maybe they'll use the hotel gym and do exercises they don't typically do. For instance, if they primarily train with a barbell, maybe they'll do nothing but dumbbell and bodyweight exercises. Maybe they'll do all unilateral work instead of strictly bilateral lifting per usual. Maybe they'll go outside for a bodyweight workout or run hill sprints instead of training in the gym like they usually do. Or maybe this person will take along a few simple training tools like a jungle gym, some resistance bands, and maybe a kettlebell or two and put together some out of the ordinary creative workouts. Maybe this person will train exclusively with total body workouts, setting up all the exercises in a circuit fashion because normally they do upper and lower splits, focusing on a single exercise at a time. No matter what, this individual will find a way to train hard and consistently, but they'll do so in a way that's quite different from when they're at home. This could serve as a mental break from their typical training and provide a refreshing, energizing change of pace. The player. This individual takes advantage of new surroundings and plays instead of worrying about training. They don't even think about stepping foot into a gym, much less searching for one, and following an organized training program. They're also not likely to even look at the hotel gym facility. That means this individual thrives on being active and having fun in a completely different way, unrelated to lifting weights or training in the gym. The activities they participate in depend on what's around them. In my own case, for example, I went to Maine and New Hampshire last month. I spent a week hiking, climbing on rocks, and exploring the area. Not once did I even think about training at the hotel gym or doing some structured strength training program. In fact, I'll be doing the same thing in a couple of months when I go to North Carolina. I'll be hiking, mountain biking, and doing other physical activities that the area provides. The player's main goal is to have fun while being active, and the options here are limitless. Maybe you can go snowboarding or skiing, or hiking, kayaking, or some other physical activity. To the player, the only thing that matters is having a blast while being physically active. To the player, staying out of the gym for the duration of the vacation or while traveling and being active in a completely different way can be a welcome mental and physical break from training in the gym. Once they return home into their normal routine, they pick up where they left off with a new excitement for lifting weights as a result of the break. So, which one is right for you? You'll probably have figured this out as you heard the article. Hopefully, you found yourself nodding in agreement with a particular category, or maybe one sounded more exciting or suited to your personality than the others. If so, you know which protocol to follow. This can even change over time. For instance, I used to be the tweaker back when I participated in powerlifting. Later on, I was the experimenter. Finally, and currently, I'm the player. When I travel now, I don't worry about strength training, and more often than not, I don't even take along travel tools like I used to. I play and have fun. The category you fit into can change over time, depending on your physique and performance goals. I don't think there's a right or wrong category, as long as you're having fun in the process and getting closer to your goals. Just choose the category that fits your goals, personality, lifestyle, and whatever will make you happy. In the end, you need to enjoy your training, however you choose to do it while traveling and on vacation. You just listened to the post titled, How to Train When You're Traveling or on Vacation, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I don't know about you, but I felt like I was kind of straddling two categories. For me, I'm definitely part loyalist. I like to find a gym that can accommodate my needs. So in my perfect world, I'd find a facility that can accommodate my workouts. But if I can't, then I'll kind of shift into the tweaker zone where I will modify as needed. Now don't get me wrong, I love hiking, I love snowboarding and skiing, I like doing all those things. Paddleboarding I recently tried, loved it. But for me, I don't feel the same unless I get my structured workout in somehow. So while I'm still enjoying myself doing things that I know count as physical activity, I still like to get in my structured workout whenever possible. I realize I'm not always the most flexible person, and I think it kind of shows through when it comes to my workouts. But I just know, in order for me to keep my sanity, I've got to hit the gym. I guess I'm just a true gym rat. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening every day. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, this time with a post from Healthline. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.